From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said it is confident that Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the parties in the day leading up to the national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media that they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia is warning of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russia and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. Mr. Obama pledged last month that he would lift sanctions during a visit to the White House by Myanmar's de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Since elections last November that resulted in her party winning a majority of seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has significantly been altered. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew spared a lot of the U.S. state of Florida's mostly heavily populated Atlantic coastline from a catastrophic blow, but does threaten other states nearby. Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina, one of the states potentially in Matthew's path, makes a plea to the people who live along the state's coastline.
Please evacuate, even if it's to a shelter. Even if you suddenly are sitting at home, we have shelters in Charleston and in every county on the coast that we can have and take care of you during this process.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to rise. As it crossed the Caribbean, many died, including at least 400 in Haiti. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in. This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
Santos's peace efforts culminated in a deal this year between the Colombian government and leftist guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Colombians, however, rejected the deal in a recent vote. EU Security Commissioner Julian King has hailed the Belgian city of Mechelen as a model for tackling radicalization, as he backed similar grassroots activities elsewhere in the EU. During a tour of the Flemish city north of Brussels, King heard Mayor Bart Summers explain how much progress had been made by combining a tough law and order approach with social programs to include Muslims and the community at large.
We try to detect in a very early stage people who have radicalized ideas and work on them by bringing in people they still trust, they believe in, they listen to, and try to give them alternatives for that radicalized ideology they are starting to embrace. And until now, it was successful.
That is the mayor of Mechelen, Mayor Bart Summers. European governments, including Belgium in particular, are grappling with how to prevent young Muslims from becoming radicalized following a series of attacks across the continent. The so-called Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the deadly November 2015 attacks in Paris and the March bombings in Brussels. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.